Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Mega Grace Series. Our message today is When Victory Demands All. When victory demands all. There are some victories or battles that we have fought in time past that we kind of breeze through, you know, like mosquitoes. But there have been battles that we've had to fight that were humongous battles. At times you felt like you might not make it through. But I want to talk today about the victory that demands all. The Bible calls us more than conquerors. That's an interesting phrase. I heard someone long ago give a description of what more than a conqueror looked like. And he said, you know, here I'm a prize fighter, and I go in the ring, and I go 15 rounds, and I get beat up and bruised. But at the end of the 15 rounds, when the decision is made, I win, even though I'm beat up. So I get the money, and I take it home and give it to my wife. I'm the conqueror, but she's more than a conqueror. You see, the conqueror is the one that fights. The one that's more than a conqueror is the one that inherits. And so you and I are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. But in this journey of life, our objective is not to try to get to heaven. My destiny is settled. You have to know that. You can't be uncertain. Some doctrine and some belief systems have people walking across hell on a spider web. You know, tight roping across hell. You know, any day you could go to hell. But no, I don't believe that God is that flimsy. Our faith is that flimsy. I heard Jesus say, Father, I've lost none that you've given to me. I heard him say, we are in the Father's hand and no man can pluck us out. Now, I challenge you to read that in the original writing. I won't even go there today, but I want you to read that and find out. Study it yourself and see what Jesus is really saying. Because when we were born again, we were sealed. If you recall the tomb that they put Jesus in, they sealed the tomb. It didn't mean that they boarded it up and, you know, cemented it up. No, the king's signet ring, the seal of the king was put on it so that by law, no one could roll away the stone. It was sealed. Well, let me tell you something. We have been sealed by the king. Amen. Who has all authority. So tell somebody, stop worrying. Be happy. What you worried about? You're not the captain of your salvation anyway. You don't even determine events in your life. You don't know the future, but we know the one that holds it. Bible says, he whose mind is stayed on me, I will keep him in perfect peace. Whose mind, whose imagination. Stop imagining. You watch the horror movie, now you're imagining. You hear stuff all of a sudden in your backyard. You hear something in that closet. I could have swore I heard something. No, that's the movie you watched. Stop imagining stuff. God is with you. He gives his beloved sleep, peace. Amen? So we're going to look at when victory demands all. I know I can't speak for you, but I'm almost certain you have been through some battles in your life that demanded everything you had. I've played sports most of my life, and I can remember a few games where, you know, it demanded everything. After it was over, whether win or loss, you were exhausted. I remember having to deal with people, a job that I work. You've heard of me talk about Diane, when I had to stay with her. She was mentally unstable. You might call it insane, but I had to be a ward over her for a time. And when I would go back to my dorm to go to sleep, I could sleep for a whole 2 days, just drained, just nothing left. Place could have been an earthquake, a whole building on fire. You wouldn't have woke me up. I'd have been asleep. Well, there are some battles or victories that carry much weight and significance in your life. And these are battles that God will orchestrate you into in order to bring a whole nother dimension and realm of who He is and who you are into your environment. As our brother was saying, Elder Vance, you know, the reality is in the promise. And what God wants to do in our lives is bring us into a greater manifestation and a reality of Himself. A lot of times we put God in a little shoebox, or we bag Him up, or we box Him in because we're comfortable and we don't accept anything that our senses don't agree with or that our intellect doesn't understand. But I'm going to tell you today, God is outside of your understanding. He will give you to understand along the way, but He's bigger than what you think. He's beyond what you believe. He's all that and He's something else. But in His own fatherly way, He wants to make Himself known and give us the glory of His presence on greater and greater scales. But oftentimes, it's through incurring battles that demand all that we have. You'll never truly be prosperous if you've never gotten to the place where you've given all that you could. You see, you have too many, let me say, rainy day Christians. They store up things for rainy day. And I'm not saying not to be wise, but some have never really given till it hurt. You know what I mean? It hurt your pocket. God speak to you, it hurt your heart. It's like, oh, Lord, Jesus, no, you can't beat that, Lord. And so in some instances, you've never really had a victory that demanded all. You've had victories. I'm here to tell you that God has you on the precipice of something great. You see, opportunity comes, and oftentimes it's great opportunity. Time where you can exercise your faith and go, but it's scary. Because when the opportunity manifests, so does the opposition. So does the possibility of being utterly defeated and embarrassed and made ashamed. You'll never have victory. You'll never have outstanding victories without the possibility of having been utterly defeated. But people suffer defeat because in some battles that call for it, they never give their all. A good example, just last night, I watched the ball game. And one of the teams that I felt like didn't give their all in the clutch, they didn't execute, they didn't give their all. They kind of held back. You could kind of tell they were just, you know, either intimidated or just trying to, you know, not do anything to hurt their profile on such a high stage. You know, all these thoughts. But the other team who executed and gave their all, and that's how it is in the game of life. When we are willing to give our all, and I'm telling you that God, right now, many of you hear what I'm saying, because God has brought you to a place where the victory that He wants you to experience is going to demand your all. Amen. You might not have ever been in that place before, but you're there now. A new territory. Tell somebody, don't be afraid. God is with you. See, there are seasons in our life where God requires for us to live in victory. In different seasons, He requires different things. Sometimes seasons are a breeze. Well, that was almost too easy. But then there are times where every step Every waking moment for a time is a struggle. It may be sickness, it may be financial, it may be spiritual. But if God has allowed you, or let me say it this way, if God has blessed you to be there, he's doing something amazing with your life. God has not forsaken you. God, it's not like God don't understand. He knows exactly where you are. He knows exactly why you're there. And he's in control of exactly everything that goes on. And I am convinced of this, even when you feel different, God will not allow anything to overtake you that you cannot bear. But what he will do, he'll put you in a position to bring you out of yourself, your selfish self, holding on a little piece in your pocket for yourself. What if Jesus had done that? Huh? What? The place in the garden where his soul rose up and said, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass. But see, he was so in tune, in harmony with his heavenly Father. He added to that, nevertheless, not my will, not me. I'm feeling this thing, but not what I want. Not my way, Lord, your will be done. Amen. Amen. There are seasons where what God requires of you is different in order to have victory. And sometimes God requires everything. Everything, all of your energy. I told the story of Stephen, who has chosen to be celibate for the remainder of his life. He's a young man. Chosen to be celibate, to do missions, to work missions. He's not an ugly man either. Not like he couldn't have a wife. Not that ugly man couldn't have a wife. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what I'm saying. I'm just saying. You know, he could have a wife if he wants, but he's chosen to give all of his energy, all of his money, all of his business earnings, and he runs businesses into the kingdom.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 30 of the Mega Great Series. Today's title is When Victory Demands All, Part 2. There are many battles we must fight and many victories we must win. Some victories are over shortly. But in our course of destiny, there are some victories that would demand something. What God requires for us to live in victory will differ from season to season. As we move toward our destiny, things become easier. Jesus said, "My yoke is easy, my burden is light." As you begin to grow and the battles become more intense, you worry less because you know him more. Oftentimes, God will demand all.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.